great day, y'all. This is Cole Horns on God's number one worker podcast. And today we finna talk about God's truth is exposing everything. We still in season 7, and this is episode 5. So let me talk to y'all and let me tell you what I got to say. People are tired of the devil. They tired of the demons. They tired of who the devil and the demons using, right? And me representing the goodness of God, I see it every day. I push it every day. I went against it in my life because that's when we not perfect, because we go against God's words. Even if we don't know it, or even if we know it, we still do it. You know what I'm saying? When I didn't know I was going against it, when I knew I was going against it, but now we talking 30 years later, we are at a point where things are just, I don't want to say out of control. I'm going to say it's bad. It's bad. And the control needs to be put back in place, either to heal the world through God or deal with God's wrath. Because one of the two will happen. So you see God's truth exposing everything, right? And you ask yourself questions like, who are these people that are doing all these hateful moves? You know, I'm talking about the ordinary man. You know, the ones who committing crimes, the ones who just turn into the worst. And the worst is death. You either killing yourself or you killing others, or you doing both. Why is it like that? Because we are selfish. We are selfish. From the music to the movies to the TV. And I start off with music because that's the biggest influence in our world, in our society. The books, the people who we used to look towards for inspiration and guidance, not denying God, you know, because back in that period, we never denied God, but we knew people who had the voice to speak on God, and they used God's ways to promote it, and it was just decent compared to now, where it's so corrupt and it's so bad. So what do we do, y'all? Explain to me for 1 second, what do we do? We have to get back to God's word. And this is what I base this whole structure of what I do on. That's all it's about. And it's not like the traditional way where people got forced away from God because they didn't want you to breathe a certain way back. Oh, why you breathing like that, God? You know, no, it's not like that. You got to be balance and you got to be cool because you're not in heaven yet. Okay, so the way we live in this world, it can't be, you know, you can't continue to, oh, I'm gonna get high, I'm gonna get drunk, and I'm gonna do this all my life. I'm doing it from my church, I'm doing it from my great-grandchurch, I'm doing it from my great-great-grandchurch. You know, everybody sees the same mess. No, it's a time to say, I done that, let's stop. I don't want you to do it because now it's more dangerous because of the situations. So what do we substitute it with? We substitute it with joy. We substitute it with peace and love. And we substitute it with just enjoying life. That's what God wants. We don't have to curse. We don't have to use profanity. We ain't got to say vulgar stuff because it's already been done so much. And to people saying, like in making songs, like, oh man, we gotta do something different now. We ain't got to keep cursing. We ain't got to keep, because it's played out. I see the artists in Memphis, the top ones, and you constantly repeating the same sinful nature. And you mixing up every kind of way. And now people just looking at you like, okay, you see, here we go with another one. Okay, here we go with another one. Then y'all can't figure out why Drake and Kanye are artists who can come out in hip-hop and everybody listens to them, because they make it different. But they not still touching the top of the gospel the way they can. I don't care how much you sold your soul. If you sold your soul, people going to eventually stop saying you're not doing it. And what's going to happen, because God is so good, he's going to bring people in like he's doing now. There's people showing up right and left that are speaking the truth. They are speaking the truth. They are promoting the truth. They are saying, I can't do it no more. When you got actors and actresses and all these different people saying, you weren't even paying us. We did a whole list and you weren't even paying us. So who was getting all this money? Huh? Who was getting all this money? There's no back and forth. There's no two sides to a story. Straight up, you weren't doing right and you wanted people to constantly accept it. No, that ain't, we don't have to answer to no one on this planet Earth to live. Only thing we got to do is live. Oh, God said, plant these seeds and they will grow into these vegetables and trees and fruit for us to eat. Go fishing and fish these fish out the sea. And we go eat. Raise this livestock and he gonna show us how to use it to make our lives better and build these homes. It's all free. We just got to put the work in to do it. But the work that we've been putting in is what the devil wanted us to do. The work we putting in is what the devil is using man to keep pulling us in the wrong direction. Don't make sense. Don't make sense to sit here and just keep accepting the wrongs. What's amazing is how I can repeat myself on my songs, on my videos, on my social media platforms by spreading the social gospel. People say, oh, he ain't doing nothing but showing the same stuff. Show me something different, because there ain't nothing you can show me. Either you're going to show me what God love or what the devil is lying to you about. And y'all ready to see what the devil is lying to you about. And then when it goes wrong, then you want to run over here to God for a split second. Then as soon as it calms down, you run it back to the devil. So ain't nothing you can do. I don't want to constantly hear drug talk, sex talk, alcohol, murder. I don't want to constantly hear that. It done played out. It's been going on for so long. But when somebody's saying gospel, 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 you got a problem with that. So you want to sing in front of God, but yet you want to be accepted by the Creator for your sins. It don't work like that. And God's truth is exposing this. You only go so far with a man. A man to do some things, and then after a while, he'd be like, nope, I can't do it no more. Can't do it no more. A woman, nope, I can't do it no more. Children, nope, I can't do it no more. You're not going to keep disrespecting people and then trying to cover it up with whatever you're trying to cover it up with to keep doing it. No, it plays out. It plays out. And once you see people run these same patterns or people trying to do things that's not good to the people they're doing it to, I ain't got to deal with you. And I'm not going to deal with you. Don't bring up no past. I'm bringing up right now. Like, you still doing the same stuff and you thought you was getting away with it, but you really wasn't. That is an example of God's truth exposing everything. And if you ain't for God, you're going to get exposed. God first always, y'all. Tennessee saying from a Tennessee preacher man.